Harvey Norman Home Appliances. Big brands, bigger value.
Reedy. You've got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy.
Geez, you're going to be filthy, Reedy. You got prime time last week. The Paul Gallen, Shane Flanagan, Lyle Gorman stuff knocked you out for an hour.
Paul Gallen. Bumped by Paul Gallen, Dan. What's doing? He's only the New South Wales captain.
Okay, what have you got? I believe you've got some mail today on the Roosters.
Yeah, look, there's been a lot of talk about Kieran Foran going to the Roosters, Jared Hayne going to the Roosters. At the same time, they've got a couple of blokes who haven't signed who are currently at the club, Daniel Tupou and Blake Ferguson. There was a meeting today between Blake Ferguson and Daniel Tupou's management in the club, and they walked away from that meeting confident that those two guys will be re-signed. Now, there was never any doubt over Ferguson. I think we all knew he was getting an upgrade and re-signed. Tupou's the one there's been some doubt around, because according to the club, they don't have a lot of salary cap room. And it looks as though what will happen is Daniel Tupou will take a small amount next year to stay at the club, and then a bigger amount the year after. That sort of makes up the difference. Speaking to Daniel Tupou yesterday, I've never seen a bloke so almost attached to a footy club. He was genuinely disturbed about ever having to leave that football side. He said he's told he's got offers overseas, he doesn't want to go, and he's willing to take whatever they can give him to stay at that footy club. And it looks as though after a period where it looked as though maybe that wouldn't happen, it now looks as though they'll find some cash for him and he'll stay there next year, which is a good result for Daniel Tupou, because as I said, I can't remember many blokes I've seen who are more attached to a football club than him at such a young age.
Now, what does this mean in terms of trying to get Kieran Foran? Because we haven't heard any noises come out of the Roosters, but that could be rather suspicious, and that they're deliberately staying quiet. Where do you think they stand in all this?
Yeah, Dale, as I said, Dan, I mean, if you listen to what they're saying, and Daniel Tupou sort of bears it out, there's not a lot of salary cap room there to fit a bloke like Daniel Tupou, and let alone Kieran Foran. Now, Kieran Foran's management went to the NRL the other day and had a meeting with Jamie Loss-Brown, the salary cap auditor, about the ramifications if he's to go to a club that can't afford him, whether the NRL would allow that club to put him in the salary cap at a small amount. Say a club can only afford $400,000, whether the NRL would allow him to go to that club and get registered at $400,000 for next year, which in turn would lead to him possibly taking legal action against Parramatta to make up the difference. I'm not aware of how that the response he got from the NRL, but I get the feeling they probably look dimly upon that. So, you know, the chance of him going to the Roosters, I would think, are extremely slim. Sam Moore got asked about it yesterday, and Sam Moore said, look, he'd be great to have you, but I don't think it's going to happen. So there's even an acknowledgement amongst the players here that it's very unlikely Kieran will go there. And I think I mentioned earlier, the latest suggestion is that he's steering away from Parramatta. And you know, his dad's the head of Walmart in the United States, Dan. One of the, you know, he's obviously a high-flying businessman, a very intelligent man. Was down to the last two for the Woolworths chief executive job. Didn't get it when he took over Walmart in the States. And you can only imagine what he thinks as he sits back, picks up the papers in the morning and reads what's going on at Parramatta. I mean, I can only imagine he's telling Kieran, mate, what are you doing? Have a serious think about what you're doing. So, you know, I expect something probably out of Kieran this weekend. I'd be surprised now if he was to stay at Parramatta, but he has a serious attachment to Brad Arthur. He's obviously got big raps on Brad Arthur, and that was the reason he was going there in the first place. So whether Brad can convince him to stay true to that deal, we'll wait and see. But I'd be stunned if he ends up at the Roosters. I'd absolutely stunned.
Reedy, the way it's been described to me, why this whole mess has come about, it's not even to do with Kieran Foran and the stupid clause. It's the fact that he basically is tied to Brad Arthur. So the people at Parramatta that don't want Brad Arthur as head coach, that might have their own ambition, see this as an opportunity to break the chain, and all of a sudden Brad Arthur isn't as secure as he is if Kieran Foran comes along.
Well, Dan, the accusations, we all know it's Daniel Anderson. The accusations that Daniel Anderson wants Brad Arthur gone because he wants a head coaching job. Now, I've talked to people around Daniel Anderson the last couple of days, and they tell me Daniel Anderson does not want to be a first-grade coach. So, you know, he doesn't want to be a first-grade coach at Parramatta. He doesn't want to take Brad Arthur's job. So, look, there may be a personality clash there. It seems as though there is. But I don't think it's because Daniel wants the head coaching job. I don't think Daniel wants the job there. I think he's at a point now in his career where maybe he'd be happy being the head of football, you know, which is the position he's in right now. There's going to be a review of their governance there. PricewaterhouseCoopers is going to do a review of their governance. And they might come to the decision that maybe the role needs to be split. The CEO role needs to be split between a head of football and a head of sort of the marketing commercial side of it, which is what a lot of other clubs do. They do that at the Roosters, for example. And maybe Daniel will end up being the head of football. But, you know, I talking to Daniel, I've spoken to him as well this week. I don't think Daniel wants Brett Arthur out of there. You know, I think there's a lot being made about that. I don't know how true it is.
Okay, fair enough. Now, Peter Stirling was very strident on his show on Fox on Wednesday night. He basically said, we have to do whatever it takes to get this guy. He's the most important signing in the club since the Super League war. Is there a chance Parramatta might say, you know what, it's the most ridiculous clause that's ever been invented, but we agreed to terms with this bloke. Under these terms, we actually have an obligation to see this through. Is there a chance that they could actually give Foran what he actually agreed to?
Well, but there's another issue there, isn't there, Dan? Because the NRL sent the contract back and said they were concerned about some clauses in the contract, including those, from what I gather. So they've got to get that past the NRL, and it doesn't sound as though the NRL are particularly happy about those clauses being in the contract. Look, they'll bend over backwards for Kieran. They've already said they'll match the money that was originally on the table. They'll do everything they can. The worry is there's so many people in and around Kieran now telling him, if you go to Parramatta, you're mad.
Okay.
And you know, that straining, that attachment to Brad Arthur that he has, I think, you know, he's genuinely torn. And in the lead up to him signing with Parramatta, if you remember, the day before, I think the day he signed, he admitted that 24 hours earlier he was going to go to Canterbury. So he's the sort of bloke who can change his mind at the last minute. So, I mean, this is changing from what I understand on almost an hourly basis. Kieran's flipping and flopping on it.
All right. Anything else ready before we go?
Just a quick one, another one at the Roosters, Dan. We spoke to Boyd Corner this week. And the Roosters, the last couple of years, they put booze bans on themselves around this time of year in the lead-up to the finals. It worked in 2013. It didn't work for them last year. It's being bounced around at the club at the moment by some players in the leadership group. There's talk about maybe going on a booze ban again for the run into the finals. Obviously, the other factor in that is, last week, Michael Jennings got suspended by the club because he was actually out on the booze having a drink. So maybe that might be the thing that convinces them it's time to put a booze ban back on in the lead into the finals.
All right. Well done, Reedy. That's Reedy's Mail for another week.